Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The music streaming company Spotify goes public today in a unique kind of initial public offering. Instead of issuing new shares to big institutional investors, Spotify will let existing investors offer their shares directly to the public. The company is valued at around $20 billion ahead of today's IPO. It has 71 million subscribers, but it is still losing a lot of money. Let's go now to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Teddy Schleifer is a senior editor at Recode. And Teddy, so this is not a typical IPO. What do we need to know about it?
Right. Basically, this is seen as sort of an inflection point in this push and pull between Silicon Valley, which has one very clear set of cultural norms, and Wall Street, which has another. As you mentioned, you know, this is a very different style IPO, or you know, maybe you shouldn't even call it an IPO. But I think the bigger picture here is that this push and pull between Silicon Valley and Wall Street has had tensions at times, but basically both sides have needed each other. Silicon Valley needed bankers to help take their companies public. Bankers needed Silicon Valley to give them money. This is effectively a way for them to somewhat circumvent the banker system, the banking system that Silicon Valley has depended on. So even if you don't care about Spotify, even if the music industry isn't that interesting to you, this is ultimately going to be it could very well recast the relationship between a lot of kind of starry-eyed tech folks and, you know, hard-charging, deal-cutting bankers.
I'm looking at the valuation of Spotify.
Yeah.
As we said, $20 billion. How is that possible? Last year, the company lost $461 million.
Sure. Well, it's possible, I guess, because like everything in Silicon Valley, you know, some investor said that's what it was worth. You know, Spotify is going to looks like, you know, as of right now, shares are going to start listing at about $165 per share. But, you know, the bigger question here is, you know, Spotify has been able to have, you know, the $20 billion valuation is partially driven by this massive paid subscription business they've built, which is enviable in a lot of, you know, corners of whether it's e-commerce or social media. I mean, there are 71 million paid subscribers to the system, and that's something that's commendable, and that's ultimately what they're marketing to probably to investors as well, that they have a direct billing relationship with that many people is pretty impressive.
But the thing about the way Spotify makes money is that every 75 cents that for every dollar that they make, 75 cents is going into royalties for the record label. So anyone who's willing to invest in Spotify has got to believe that eventually the company is going to either change that or find
sure.
a way that it can eventually start making money, a profit.
You're absolutely right. I mean, Spotify, you know, or the music industry in general has never been known as – the digital music industry has never been known as some great, you know, cash cow. Spotify does lose a lot of money. Their argument has always been that if we want to turn a profit right now, we could. You know, we're so invested in growth. We're so invested in spreading you know, our platform to as many users as possible that we don't care about profit right now, and we're focused solely on growth, which is an argument for longtime tech observers is not unique to Spotify by to any extent.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, you know, I think their bigger picture argument here is as we grow, we will gain more and more leverage within with labels that we're negotiating with, and that'll increase our margins, and that'll make us a more attractive business, and ultimately is a good sell to Wall Street. Now, obviously, that involves that includes the assumption that as they gain more and more users, they'll be able to negotiate royalties to the labels further down. Will that happen? I think there's some early evidence that they've been successful. You know, in the S-1 had a treasure trove of documents that showed that Spotify has been able to kind of increase margins slightly.
Huh.
But that's the core of their pitch,
well,
that they will have a better relationship with music labels and have more leverage as they grow.
The man who is leading this IPO is a former executive at Netflix.
Yes.
Two companies with sort of similar ideas here. I mean, are there comparisons that can be made between them?
Absolutely. I mean, these are both media businesses that have thrived on paid subscription models for content. You're right. The man Barry McCarthy, who's the CFO of Netflix, formerly the CFO of Netflix, and is now the CFO of Spotify, You know, there's a lot of similarities between these two businesses, and that's the argument certainly that Spotify investors want to make, because Netflix is absolutely killing it on Wall Street. There are some differences, though. I mean, you know, Netflix, basically the model is you pay, you know, Netflix pays the content creator once for the material and then can stream it as many times as they want.
Yeah.
Spotify basically has to pay each music label an individual time every time a song gets played. So there are some differences in the subscription model. Certainly, Spotify wants to be compared to Netflix, and having the same CFO, which is taking both companies public, you know, certainly carries an implicit assumption that, you know, Spotify could perform just as well on Wall Street as Netflix has.
And just briefly, Netflix also invests a lot of money in now producing its own content. Do you see a day when Spotify decides it can make money that way?
Sure. I mean, Spotify, I think more generally, has made motions to expand beyond just streaming other people's music. I mean, they've talked about other, you know, I think there's been some speculation about other types of content business, maybe even video. You know, they've done some things in podcasts.
Yeah. We'll see.
Ultimately, you know, they that is something that certainly would be an expansion of Spotify's historical.
We got to leave it there, Teddy. You know, Teddy Schleifer, senior editor at Recode. Thanks very much for your time.